to let safely more civilians flee. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Ukraine set up new humanitarian quarters today, but
every time this conflict has seen evacuation corridors open for civilians, they've been targeted by Russian shelling and even landmines along the side of the road.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Kyiv, as Russian strikes hit in and around the capital today. Two people killed and an apartment building hit. An American journalist, Brett Renaud, was shot and killed by Russian forces. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells CBS Face the Nation it's shocking and horrifying, and they will
determine how this happened and then to measure and execute appropriate consequences as a result of it.
Today, Sullivan will talk to China's top diplomat. China is denying Russia has asked it for military support. Gas is holding steady after surging 79 cents the past 2 weeks, according to analyst Trilby Lundberg.
We could have an extreme price hike from here. We could also have a pause. The only thing we're unlikely to see is a big decline in prices.
Her survey of stations has regular at $4.43 per gallon, AAA's national average about a dime less. There's a search for a killer in New York, and it may stretch to Washington. Fox's Evan Brown explains live.
Yeah, Dave, police and the mayors of both New York City and Washington, D.C. now think a number of shootings of homeless men in their cities are being committed by the same gunman. Three homeless men were shot in D.C. earlier this month. One died from his wounds. Three men in Manhattan were found shot this weekend. Two of them died. Police have published images of the suspect taken by security cameras. He's wearing what appears to be a blue surgical glove on the same hand firing the gun, Dave.
Evan, COVID is on the rise in China again. The worst outbreak there in 2 years, leading to cities on lockdown. Here in the U.S., COVID cases have dropped 7 weeks in a row, deaths down five straight weeks. Former President Obama has COVID, saying other than a scratchy throat, he feels fine. He and former First Lady Michelle Obama are fully vaccinated and boosted. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
We mentioned former President Obama got COVID despite being boosted. Pfizer's CEO is recommending we get yet another shot. The drug maker wants an authorization for a fourth COVID vaccine dose. Albert Bourla tells CBS Face the Nation.
The protection that you're getting from the third, it is good enough, actually quite good for hospitalizations and deaths. It's not that good against infections, but doesn't last very long.
Chicago's vaccine mandate is kicking in. Firefighters and police officers, other city workers who didn't get a shot could be disciplined or fired. But kids in school there and a few other cities are being unmasked.
Students in Chicago, Baltimore, and Portland schools will no longer be required to wear a face covering. Starting today, Chicago Public Schools has ended its mask mandate for students and staff, allowing them to choose whether or not they want to wear one. Baltimore City Public Schools' optional masking begins today, with a few exceptions, including for those who develop COVID-like symptoms at school. Portland, Oregon's largest public school district is also going mask optional, with other cities expected to follow suit. Seattle Public Schools announced earlier this month they'd be dropping the mandate today as well. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise. Dow futures up 200 points. March Madness is here. The NCAA tournament starts this week.
Number one overall seed in this year's tournament is Gonzaga, which sits atop the West region. Arizona, the number one seed of the South. Kansas, number one of the Midwest. Baylor, the defending champs, number one of the East. First round game scheduled for Thursday and Friday. The round, known as the first four, tips off Tuesday with two games and then two more on Wednesday to fill out the brackets. The winner of the game Tuesday between Texas Southern and Texas Corpus Christi will become the 16th seed in the Midwest region. The winner of Tuesday's second game between Indiana and Wyoming will become the 12th seed in the East. Wednesday, Bryant will face Wright State before Notre Dame meets Rutgers. Jared Max, Fox News.
Of course, the biggest sports story of all, star NFL quarterback Tom Brady unretiring. He'll be back next season. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.